AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump knew he lost.
At the latest hearing of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, committee co-chair Liz Cheney says their focus goes to the top.
President Trump had a premeditated plan to declare that the election was fraudulent and stolen before Election Day, before he knew the election results.
And on election night.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
Cheney says it's not right just to punish the January 6th rioters.
With every effort to excuse or justify the conduct of the former president, we chip away at the foundation of our republic.
The panel is expected to share information from its recent interviews, including testimony from Ginni Thomas, the conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. South Korea says North Korea launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters and flew warplanes near the border with South Korea. No further details were given, including how far the weapon flew. Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz was sentenced to life without parole. The jury was not unanimous to sentence Cruz to death. Linda Beagle Shulman's son was killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She says life in prison will be very difficult for Cruz.
I hope he has the fear in him every second of his life, just the way he gave that fear to every one of our loved ones who he murdered, or the students and people that he harmed.
The jury recommendation came after 7 hours of deliberations over 2 days, ending a three-month trial. Inflation accelerated last month, with the cost of housing and other necessities intensifying pressure on households. Stocks strongly higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. An AP investigation shows Russia has taken Ukrainian children and deported them to Russia.
Thousands of children have been found at orphanages in the Donbass or in the basements of war-torn cities such as Mariupol. The AP found that Russian officials have taken Ukrainian children to Russia or Russian-held territories without consent. Once there, the children were lied to that they weren't wanted by their parents and were given to Russian families. Russia claims that these children don't have any parents or guardians to look after them, or that they can't be reached. Regardless of whether or not they have parents, attempting to erase the identity of a child of war and raising them in another country can be a marker of genocide. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police say a Georgia toddler who was reported missing by his mother last week is believed to be dead, and the mother is a suspect in his death. No arrests have been made, no charges have been filed. Police searched the family's neighborhood just outside Savannah for the toddler, Quentin Simon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.